Time for some hockey talk, and to do that, we get on the telephone line and welcome in the voice of the Maine Black Bears on the Black Bear Sports Network, our friend John Shields. Hello, Johnny.
Hey, Rich. How you doing?
Doing very well, thanks. How's your Friday going?
Going good. You know, every time that we chat, I hear the Penobscot Theater commercials, and I love that place. I don't know if I've ever told you, that was the place my wife and I went on our first date, so I've got a soft spot for the Penobscot Theater, and that sounds like a cool show, speaking of hockey.
My wife and I also went technically on our first date when we were in a show together at Penobscot Theater, so it's got a pretty nice connection for us, too.
But I might have to check out the Hockey Mom show.
Yeah,
sounds fun.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. Our friend Alan Adams is in it. Local guy Travis Baker wrote it. Should be a blast.
Sounds good.
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
You want to talk about the Black Bears.
I do indeed. How did we get here? The season is at an end. I don't know. Did it go fast for you?
You know, it did. And it always seems to fly by. And this year, there were a lot of question marks on travel questions, and those all kind of worked themselves out from the broadcast side, and was able to go to and cover every game, and so that was fortunate. But there were, you know, a lot of things to look at this season. Of course, Coach Gendron's unfortunate passing, Coach Barr taking over, you know, what the team was going to look like. So it really did fly by. It really did. I can't believe that tonight's game, number 31 of the year.
That's crazy. Boston University in town. Sometimes you can catch a team at the right time. This might not be the best time to catch BU. They are playing very good hockey lately.
Probably, arguably, one of the best teams in the country right now, the way they're playing. And their number one goaltender, Drew Chiemessa, was over with the Olympics. He was playing in the Olympics. Their backup goalie, Vinny DePlissy, was the goalie of the month. So when you've got your backup goalie helping to carry the team and your number one goalie, who's an Olympian, is coming back, that's even scarier. So they've obviously got two players who can keep things between the pipes going for them, depending on the situation. Donovan Fensori was the player of the month last month. So, yeah, they're clicking at the right time, and they've got a lot on the line this weekend. The playoff picture is not fully locked in the Hockey East, so Boston University, if they have a good weekend here in Orono, they could find themselves in a first-round bye and then a top-three seed potentially hosting. They could finish anywhere from 3 to 6. So they've got a lot to play for.
And for the Black Bears, so we know, we've talked about it with you and with Coach Barr, they are pretty shorthanded right now. There's not a lot of depth there. Pretty lonely on the bench watching things. And so for the Black Bears, it's simply a case of trying to finish strong and use that energy of the home crowd.
Yeah, that's the one thing they have going for them. It's senior weekend. There are 9 seniors. Unfortunately, not all 9 are going to be able to play due to injuries. But they've got an opportunity to have a solid weekend before the playoffs, as everybody makes the playoffs. So they'll be playing next Wednesday, but it is short. And the one thing they need that they can't afford to do this weekend, which they did last weekend, is take unnecessary penalties, specifically 5-minute major penalties that have players leaving the game. I mean, the bench is already short, as you mentioned. They've got some players injured. Then at Providence, Donovan Hull, first period, first 5 minutes, takes a 5-minute major. He's out for Friday night and out for Saturday. The league suspended him Saturday, too. So you're arguably your best young player didn't really play last weekend. That didn't benefit the Black Bears at all. And if he's out there, it could be a different weekend. They were tied. They had a 2-0 lead, tied 2-2 in overtime. He probably would have been out there in the OT on Saturday. So they've got to find a way. Or they just don't have to find a way. They just have to not take those odd, undisciplined penalties, which they hadn't done all year, kind of out of nowhere. The last couple of weeks, they're taking these odd penalties, and I know that's something Coach Barr has stressed to the team. So when your bench is short, you can't take silly penalties.
Do we have any idea yet who Maine might play in the first round of the Hockey East tournament?
So if they're in 11th place right now, if they end up, they can finish 10 or 11. It's between them and Vermont. One, you know, somebody's going to finish 10, somebody's going to finish 11. Right now, Vermont has 1 point ahead of Maine. If the Black Bears finish in 10th, they'll go back to Providence. So, because Providence is locked in the 7th spot. If Maine finishes 11th, it could be a number of different teams, depending on what happens in the top of the standings. It could be Boston University. It could be Northeastern, UConn, Merrimack. So those are the teams that are on the table. They will not go to New Hampshire, Boston College, or UMass, or Vermont. But everybody else is pretty much in the mix.
Well, as we look at this season, obviously it's been a very difficult one. It's been a transitional season. But I think anybody who follows the program closely would say they're optimistic about the future of this Maine program, and that's largely because of the energy and the efforts and the knowledge of the game of Ben Barr. Clearly, we've got a good one there.
I agree. I think he's a great coach. I think he's going to do great things here in Orono, hopefully, for a long, long time. They've got a big recruiting class coming in. They've got some pieces that are coming back next year, some young pieces, Lyndon Breen. Donovan Hull, who I mentioned, is just he's a really fun player to watch who has a huge upside. Ben Poisson will be a senior next year. They've got some players coming back. They've got a bunch of players coming in. And exactly like you said, Coach Barr, you know, has the team. There weren't many nights, and I watched every period of every game. There were not many nights that I thought that they got ran out of the building. Now, there were a few games, of course, that were rough and you kind of left the building scratching your head like, what did we just watch? But a lot of nights they were in hockey games. They were there. They were competitive. They didn't always get the results that you know they would have liked to have gotten. But he had them playing very well for a majority of the season, and hopefully that will be the case tonight and into the playoffs.
All right, what time are you on the air tonight, John?
7 o'clock. These are 7:30 games tonight and tomorrow. Senior weekend, as I mentioned, so dropping the puck a little bit later than normal.
All right, well, we'll be listening tonight. Good luck to the Black Bears. We know you'll have a great broadcast, and we'll check in with you again next Friday.
Sounds good. Now, they play next Wednesday, so maybe next Friday. Or we can chat anyway, even if there is no games next weekend. But I'm optimistic that there will be. I think they're a tough out.
There you go.
In the first round.
I like that. Good attitude to have.
Why don't we put that on the calendar?
All right, you got it. Thanks, Johnny.
All right, thanks, Rich.
John Shields, voice of the Black Bears. Our Black Bear report, Clear Point Capital. Give Mike Toole a call at 307-7718. And by Bennett Auto Center, 24 Thatcher Street in Bangor, with everything from oil changes to engine jobs, from experienced local people you can trust. You can check them out online as well at BennettAutoCenter.com.